The poem A Somewhat Consistent Rule begins with a quote from lawyer Clive Dapod Smith, founder of Reprieve, originally established to oppose the death penalty and then to oppose torture, illicit detention and extraordinary rendition. He was testifying to the life-saving value of the exposing WikiLeaks cables at Julian Assange's Old Bailey hearing on the 9th of September 2020. The quote was, "One of my motivations for working on these cases was that the US drone campaign appeared to be horribly mismanaged and was resulting in paid informants giving false information about innocent people who were then killed in strikes. For example, when I shared the podium with Imran Khan at a jirga with the victims of drone strikes, I said in my public remarks that the room probably contained one or two people in the pay of the CIA. What I never guessed was that not only was this true, but that the informant would later make a false statement about a teenager who attended the jirga such that he and his cousin were killed in a drone strike 3 days later. There is a somewhat consistent rule that can be seen at work here. It is, of course, much safer for any informant to make a statement about someone who is a nobody than someone who is genuinely dangerous." And the poem begins. Gore Vidal woke up in the Old Bailey. As often the world returned to him in bits, as garish and symbolic as postage stamps, but he was focused by the words of Dapod Smith about the boy at the meeting protesting drone strikes, who was no doubt concerned, civic-souled and mild, not dangerous enough to live, poor child. Vidal remembered certain intelligence agents were said to lament Assange becoming known on TV before they could kill him first conveniently. When someone says that one is not a threat, how much of a threat is that supposed to be? Vidal saw another part of the postal display, a magistrate showing her luxuries of scorn at the defence, like something out of porn he would still quite like to write. Somewhere on the net, in a WikiSpooks photo, she held a champagne glass, poised at an exhibition, virginal with joy, a living dual passport with the innocence of a boy trusting that power is too dangerous to die. She had rescinded permission for every human rights outfit to observe this hearing by remote, declaring they would be beyond her control. But, as Dapod Smith said, somewhat consistent rule, from nowhere the slowly integrating Vidal had arrived in the public gallery unreal as justice, and innocently, awkwardly, he returned her gaze, a somewhat final mystery.